Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys, and those who are going to listen now or later, welcome to Angel Coaches Radio Show or podcast or whatever. I hope you guys are having a great Wednesday, so happy Wednesday to you, and hope the day's going well, okay? So, too, as well. So, you know, we all want abundance in our life, don't we? I mean, gosh, right? You can never, I always say you can never be too rich, too have too much money, or be too happy or have too much love, right? They make you feel abundant, you know. Prosperity in every area of your life is cool, and that works for us, for most of us anyway. So let's talk about that. So every morning, how do you have it? How do you desire the abundance? Keep it going and have it, right? Do you ever get tired, like, oh, I can't do this anymore? I'm not seeing any results, right? So I think that's kind of like watching a pot boil. It doesn't work, right? So let's talk about it and abundance. And what are some things that you can do to have abundance in your life all the time, the kind of abundance that is life-changing, all-changing, you know, all those things, right? So first of all, you have to have a set of rituals that you do every morning, okay? I've talked about this. I've done a couple shows on this, and that's what you have to do. You can look at it. You can say, okay, I'm not going to do it, or I do it, and then I stop. And there are others out there that are doing it, and they're getting great results, right? And Tony Robbins is one that I really enjoy. He said, practice gratitude. Practice envisioning your life the way you'd like to have it or be it or however you want to say it. He also says exercise and diet are key, okay? And personal development, right? If you notice, one of the hashtags on this show is personal development. So in the morning time, I usually get up pretty early, and I'm doing this part of my daily rituals a little later, right now. I've already meditated. I've done the meditation this morning really early. Gratitude, I've done that. I always do three gratitudes, things I'm grateful for every day. Standing in front of the mirror, I'm grateful for, and I say it, okay? This morning, I said I'm grateful for my guy and, and what we're doing and building the house that we're building together. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for a home that we're building together. A home, and for some of us, a home may start, you know, like the home of my dreams. It may be different than yours, but we all each have a home that we want to be in. Wayne Dyer taught me something, and he says, instead of saying it, I want it to be this, I want the essence of the home to be spacious. I want the essence of the home to be homey, comfortable, and I want to be comfortable in my home, okay? You know, those are things that I say every day. So I said, I'm grateful for my home that I'm creating with my guy. And by the way, we're going to be in our actual home, December 31st. But because December 31st is a holiday, we're not going to get in there until January 3rd, okay? So just so you know. I'm grateful for my home with my guy. I'm grateful for him. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my dad. He's found love, and he's getting married tomorrow. Isn't that cool? My father. I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for people that I will come in contact today that I can share with. So that I try to do things different every day. Sometimes I'll repeat them every day. And sometimes, I'll repeat them, every few days or whatever. It doesn't really matter. But I really say it every day, okay? I really feel it every day, all right? So anyway, personal development this morning, I did Grant Cardone. I say, what did I do? I'm going to share this with you. I've got his book. I've been reading it now for about a few weeks now. I am on, I am on, come on, Cherie, chapter 13, okay? So the chapters aren't really long, but they are very, very good and learning. So the 10X rule is what I'm listening to on audio. You can go to audiobooks. You can go to Audible. You can get, and usually they'll give you a free book, you know, and another one of them. And you can, I keep one of the audio right now. I've got a free couple credits on that. So, you know, I get credits every month, one credit's not expensive. But what it does is, you know what, if you're reading, then you're learning, okay? So that's something there. So I've listened to a couple chapters of his this morning. I did meditation, three things I'm grateful for. I'm going to exercise after I get done with the show. What does exercise look like for me? I enjoy running, but today I'm going to go bike riding because I'm recovering from that injury in my ankle. I'm going to go bike riding today, and then I'm also going to do strength training and work out my shoulders and my arms, okay? So those things, and I'll spend about biking. I'm going to do the indoor bike cycling, and I'm going to do that. I'll spend about an hour and a half, maybe a few minutes earlier, a few minutes longer in the gym, but that's what I'm going to do, an hour and a half. Usually I spend between an hour to an hour and a half, no more than that, okay? Because, you know, we're all busy, so exercise, and then nutrition. That's the most important thing. I forgot about that. What's not the most important thing? But, you know, I've added a new nutrition company or nutrition program to Angel Coaches. I love it because, you know what? What you eat, it's like training your body and feeding your body good stuff, just like you do your mind with the meditation, which is your spirit and your mind, and also the, doing the personal development program that I'm using. I've lost a few pounds, and I don't really have weight to lose, but we can, as I said, I want to get stronger. And anybody, they have something for everybody. New moms, okay, pregnant moms, right? Children, kids, animals, and I'm using it, and I am really promoting it in Angel Coaches. I'm going to share this with you. I have a friend of mine that lost like 20 pounds. He's a guy. And he is probably about 30 pounds that he had to lose, and he's on the last 10 pounds. And I've been familiar with this program for years, and I'm using it, as I said, now for the fifth time, and I love it. So if you want great results and you want more energy, because it gives you more energy, it gives you great nutrition, then reach out to me, 954-636-9401. Or email me, Teree, T-E-R-R-Y-E-E, at angelcoaches.org. Great program. Great, great, great program. So on that note, and by the way, I have to tell you this. I just found out on the medical advisory board, this is not important to you, but the chief of their medical advisory board is the in charge of, won a Nobel Prize for his work with heart health. And also, he is on the head of the medical advisory board in some big way. I have to get clear on that. So, on that, nutrition is key, because when you're taking care of your mind, you're taking care of your spirit, then the body, what are you going to do? Feed your body crappy stuff, right? And I told someone yesterday, and this is important, I go, what we eat, what we consume determines how we really feel. So after I have down on my Google Calendar to eat every 4 hours, right? Because I have sugar challenges sometimes, and that's a good thing for me to do, is to eat every 4 hours. What do you do? Do you even think about that? So call me. Let's talk about it, and I can really help you. I have another friend of mine that is losing weight. I have another friend of mine that is using it to be in a body contest, bodybuilding, because they are now, this nutrition program is now in the bodybuilding industry, and so I'm excited about that. This nutrition program is in athletes. There's a soccer player that's using it, so this nutrition program is in the life of people that are doing a daily walk with it, okay? So that being said, how cool is that? Call me. Let's talk about it, and I'll get you started. If you want to lose weight, you want to feel better, you want great nutrition, and you want to feel like you're on top of the world, and I'll send you a video about it too as well, okay? And you go, well, why don't you talk more about it? Well, because I got other things to talk about too as well. So mind, body, spirit, the nutrition and daily rituals. So getting a good diet, and you say, well, I can eat a good diet at home. Yeah, but do you do it? Do you have a schedule? No, if you don't, if the answer's no there, which is the truth with most people, I have something that will help you. Do you have personal development that you do daily, 15 to 20 minutes? While you're getting ready, you can put an audio in the car and you go, well, I have my kids in there. Great. Your kids can hear stuff that's great for them. You know, discipline, do your work, you know, make your bed. You know, who was it? Jim Rohn says, how can I be a great soul? How can I be a great person? He goes, make your bed, right? That takes discipline. And so, you know, that's somebody I have a deep respect for who actually he died about a year or two ago, but I was Tony Robbins' mentor, and my company did some marketing and PR for him. So exciting, right? So that's something there. So you have the mind, personal development. Right now I'm doing Grant Cardone meditation. I'm doing that because I create meditations. And then I've got one on abundance, working with your angels, having the mind, body, spirit connection. I just did a show on that last night. So that's there. So anyway, on that note, and then there's something else. Do you have goals? Do you have a calendar where you write things down, what you need to achieve? I'm looking at my calendar now. I'll share it with you because I want you guys to get that I'm a real person doing, if I'm talking about it and I'm living it and doing it, okay? That's just the way it is, okay? So today's 17th, and here's what I'm eating. I ate at 8 o'clock. I just ate before I started the show. I worked with Jen. I worked with Amy G. Arlette. I'm working at 1 or 2 o'clock. I'm working with Ed, and I'm working with another guy named Michael at 2:30. And then I'm going to run. No, I'm not going to run. I'm doing my bike. I'm doing that at when I get done with this call. Sorry, so I moved that around in my schedule. So those are some things that I do, okay? And then early this morning, I've got prayer, meditation, and then my daily rituals, which I'm getting ready to do. So talking about goals, let's talk about that. So I write everything down, and I read my goals in the morning and in the evening in front of the mirror, in front of my guy. I don't care what he thinks, and he thinks I'm a little different anyway, so is he. We're all a little different in the way we are. So I'm sitting in front of the mirror right now, and I'm getting ready to do my goals so I can share with you. And then after I get done with here, I'm going to go to the gym, ride the bike, and then I'm also doing a strength workout and working my arms and shoulders because I want to have an attractive, be attractive inside and out, okay? And these goals, let me tell you what's happened. And I have been able to run faster because of good nutrition and doing my goals and being and keeping it center in front of myself, holding me accountable by reading them, doing this on the show this morning. I'm also keeping myself accountable that by at the end of the day, ending with writing my goals down. So here I go. I'm sitting in front of the mirror. I'm talking to you on the radio show, and I'm doing my goals. Okay? So first goal I'm writing, and I'm looking at you, and I'm, as I said, I'm sitting down. I am healthy. I love being healthy. I am strong. Because when I say I am, that's part of me that's connected to God. I am a fast runner, and I'm getting faster and stronger. And I am getting faster and stronger and stronger. I am making a lot of money. You got to find words that work for you. I am getting rich doesn't work. I have more feeling, more passion about saying I'm making a lot of money, okay, versus saying I am rich. That's just me. You may get a lot of, because as I said, words have feelings, have thoughts with them. You may get out, I am wealthy, I'm rich, I'm making a lot of money. Whatever works for you, really be clear about that, okay? And then the next one I'm saying is, I am earning $500,000 a month. And I mean that. I'm saying it to myself, okay? Because you know what? There are things that have happened during the day that caused me to doubt myself, right? If I let it, and I just, if I'm reading these goals, I'm a person that's making $500,000 a month, and I know them. I know a few of them. I know a lot of them, okay? And why do I know a lot of them? Because I am in a angel coaches. I'm a life and spiritual coach, and I make sure that the friends that I have that are successful, maybe they're not making $500,000 a month. You know, one of my best friends, her husband has a company that makes and sells jets. or sales jets, okay? You know, there's big jets that are in the air, right? And she has got exquisite taste. She has got a heart for people, and she's my friend, right? And not that people that don't have a lot aren't my friend, because they are. I have another friend of mine that is, she's pulling herself together and creating, she's creating a lot of opportunities for herself. Okay, so, but I am making a lot of money. I am going to make, I am making $500,000 a month, and I'm going to do that, okay? I've already tripled my income from last month to this month in October. Thank you. I mean, you know, I got rid of a lot of deadwood in my life, okay? What is deadwood to me? You know, I made sure I was became more, even more strict on my diet, like eating every 4 hours and putting that in my calendar, right? Because I can be deadwood to myself. I can sabotage myself. We all can, okay? So that's one of the things that I'm doing. And I'm doing it 10 times the action to get where I want to go. Because if I just do the same action I do every day to make the income that I'm making or to make the progress I'm making in my body, it's not going to work. I want to have an excellent inside and outside. I got to do that effort. And if I'm not getting results in the inside and the outside, in my bank account, in my relationship with my guy, then I really got to increase my effort. Mediocre is not an option for me. It is just not, you know. And so this is what I'm sharing with you, because it's working for me and it's worked for thousands of others, okay? And, you know, and you don't have to make a $500,000. You can make $1,000,000. I don't know what yours is, okay? But if you don't write it down, and you don't stay in the mirror, and you don't get passionate about it, it ain't going to happen, right? I'm going to cry. Okay, so that's something. I'm making $500,000 a year. I am on president's team. That's a term in the company that I have, a nutrition company that I'm working with. And I'm going to tell you about it, but I'm going to really – I'm going to do that in a – I'm not sure, but when I get it in meditation. I want to do it soon, though. I am on president's team, okay? And this is it. I am creating a house, a home for me and my sweetheart, for myself and Rob. And Rob, and remember what I told you about that home. And this is something I started writing months ago, okay? And being, I'm creating a home that is spacious inside and out, homey, loving and comfortable for people to come over and visit and us to live. It has a backyard for my dogs. It has a backyard for my dogs, okay, because they love to run, right? It has a pool and a jacuzzi, and we have it now and moving in January 3rd, I say, and I'm so thankful for that, right? But this is something I've been writing down for a while, okay, of these goals. And, all right, so I'm turning the paper right down because I'm writing more goals, okay? And you know, and I'm not writing neat, extremely neat. I mean, I'm writing where I can read it, right? So anyway, I am the best version of myself. Right? And I'm doing the work to do that, right? I am the best version of myself and God and my guy, Rob. I am the best version for all three. Myself, God, and Rob. Okay? Or God, myself, and Rob. It's probably the way I should put it. So, you know, and I do either way. It doesn't matter. Because I focus on my relationship with my higher power. I call God, the angels, and then it works out better. Okay? I share this one. I am lean. I am lean. I am always taking time for me and have balance in my life. Balance in my life. Little story about that one, and I've said it on the show before. I don't know if you listen to past shows. But I saw a guy, he's at my gym, he's 42 years old, and he had a stroke. He can't, and he's going to recover, I believe, 100%. Super he's a good-looking guy, okay? But he his walking has been challenging, you can tell, because he still drags one of his feet, doesn't lift it totally up, right? And he wears dark glasses because he doesn't like what the stroke did to his vision and, you know, or the way it made his eyes look. But he's coming back, and he's got this passion to come back. And I was talking to his nurse and him, you know, and his nurse said, and he said, and he shook his head yes, that, man, this is important. I hope you guys get this, okay, because this has touched my heart. He says, I had it all in business. I was doing business. I was like living, eating, breathing business. He was, I was not taking care of my body, myself, my higher self, my soul, my spirit, my mind, my body. I thought all it was making money and doing great business. And he said, I don't have any of it now. And he goes, I have to start all over. And he goes, the next time I do it, she told me this, the next time I do it, I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to be balanced. I am already balanced. And I'm going to take care of my mind, my body, my spirit. And you're going, wow, he must be predisposed. It doesn't matter. Man, he's 42 years old. So, you know, he's got a stroke going on there. And at 42. And then I was talking to one of the people up front, who's a professional, and she said, listen, I know someone younger, 29. So, you know, I was watching on Home and Family on Hallmark, because I don't really watch any other channel because it's very uplifting, and Gaia is on there too. So that's a great channel. But I was watching Hallmark, and there's a lady that was on there who had breast cancer in two places. Okay, I get, you know, how to ever that works, right? And she said, I don't have a history of breast cancer. She goes, I am not sure whether it's the nutrition that I was consuming, the food, the air, you know, whatever, chemicals. She goes, but I had breast cancer, and I had a double mastectomy. I was like, wow, no family history. And she had a, you know, had a double mastectomy. There's a gentleman out there who, and I can say his name because I don't know if you know him. It doesn't really matter. But I'm respect his privacy. And but this guy was on Home and Family, and she says that she had a double mastectomy, and she doesn't, and with no family history. She goes, do I watch what I eat? She goes, yeah, I do. And so get a good nutrition program. Call me, 954-636-9401, and I'm going to share with you. But I want to give you a little bit more information over the next few days, and then I'm going to talk about it, okay? And wetting your appetite. Wet my appetite. It's good. It works, okay? So anyway, on that note, that's something there. And I'm sorry I'm stopping in the middle of writing my stuff down, because I usually write it and just say it. Okay, so I am branding Cherie Abbott and Angel Coaches to be in every media around the world as a great spiritual life coach, intuitive coach. You can write psychic, it doesn't matter, but a lot of people are more comfortable with the word intuitive. Intuitive psychic coach, I write both of them because that's what I usually do, psychic coach, who inspires, motivates people to find, be, and follow, plus live their bliss. Bliss. I am living my bliss. I am living, following in my bliss, and being my bliss. Okay, so let me share this with you. Part of my bliss is, well, part of me is being blissful, is knowing I'm healthy and knowing that when I'm talking with integrity. And part of my bliss is helping others find theirs. Okay, isn't that cool? Right? I'm super excited about that. So that's something there. I, you know, and now I'm asking for all of this, right? You know, being branding myself and Angel Coaches, my company, to be in every media. So that's TV, that's magazine. I have Angel Coaches magazine. It's at angelcoaches.net. So just so you know, if you want to check it out, we're getting ready to really launch it. And so one of the things that I want to do, and I'm going to always write this down, because if I'm doing all this, how can I give back to help, right? So I'm going to share this with you. I am supporting animal rescues. Do you guys love animals? Did you see some of the hurricanes that have happened, or some of the situations, you know, like with Harvey last year, about a year ago, Puerto Rico, just devastating. Animal rescues like Hope for Paws, the Dodo, you know, the Dodo. I would like to support or create, or maybe both. I don't know how that works yet, okay? But I'd like to start with these because they do some great stuff. You watch them on YouTube. I mean, you know, hit Vet Ranch is another one I'd like to support because they do some wonderful things. And I support them now, but I want to do it even more, okay? Even more, okay? I am supporting, remember, I'm doing the IM, cancer, especially DPIG, especially. Let me tell you why. Did you know that cancer has a 0% survival rate? I have seen 3 children under the age of 9 die with that. The last one, we supported her and her mom. She died July 30th, okay? And she turned 5, and she got diagnosed in February, turned 5 in May, died July 30th, right? Devastating cancer. I want to help with that. My last thing today, I am helping people find and be their bliss. So all these things have helped me get the convertible that I want, support these organizations. I want to do it more. I'm going to do it more, and also be extremely healthy, live my bliss by helping others live theirs. I will talk about the nutrition company in the next day or two, and reach out to me, 954-636-9401. I am doing yearly readings where we look at all aspects of your life, love, marriage, family, children, babies, moving, and life choices and wellness. You guys have a wonderful night now, 954-636-9401, or Cherie at angelcoaches.org, T-E-R-R-Y-E-E at angelcoaches.org. Take care, everybody. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye now.